Professional and collegiate sports teams have begun to experiment with using cryptocurrency. Some have tried it and backed away. Others have strict limits, while some even allow ticket purchases. Here's Focus on Technology. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. NFL quarterback Matt Barkley says when he played for the Bengals, he asked to be paid in Bitcoin. Cincinnati said no. The San Francisco 49ers also refused Barkley's request. He's not alone. An offensive tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers also requested a salary in Bitcoin and was turned down. Even though the Bengals, Reds, and FC Cincinnati have no plans to pay or accept cryptocurrency, there are teams which are embracing it. University of Cincinnati Assistant Professor of Sport Administration Jason Simmons says it's helping position teams as tech-savvy.
Cryptocurrency purchases and payments allow us to cut down on the times of transactions. It allows people to not bring their wallets to the game. And it cuts down some problems that we have with cash transactions. People are paying for things like 50-50 raffles or parking, for example, with cash. There's issues with, with theft or people pocketing money potentially. There's issues with people miscounting or losing money and being allowed to, allowing customers to, just pay on their phones through these, things like Bitcoin, cuts down on some of those issues.
The Dallas Mavericks will soon announce the team will start taking cryptocurrency for season tickets and maybe even merchandise. The Sacramento Kings delved into cryptocurrency as early as 2014. Fans can mine cryptocurrency for charity at Golden One Center. Georgia Tech also started accepting Bitcoin in 2014 for its concessions. But because nobody paid in cryptocurrency, the service was discontinued.
There's always going to be some trial and error. I think for some teams, the Miami Dolphins are allowing fans to purchase their 50-50 raffle or split the pot tickets with cryptocurrencies now. To me, more than anything, that's a sponsorship opportunity for the Dolphins to generate revenue for the organization that way. The companies that are providing the service are looking for more awareness of the services they provide. And something like this is an activation strategy that allows customers to engage with their product.
The Victoria Harbor Cats, a summer collegiate West Coast baseball league, appears to be the first team to accept cryptocurrency for tickets. However, Simmons points out a problem with a cashless game, according to an article he read.
One of the potential downsides of using cryptocurrencies or going completely cash-free. Let's just phrase it as that. I know there's a lot of teams that are trying to go cash-free, just using credit cards or mobile payments. And what the article was saying was one of the arguments against that was if teams are doing like school days or kids' night out where school's going on field trips to the games, parents would give their kids cash to purchase food and drinks or maybe a t-shirt or something at the game, but they're not as likely to give their kids their credit card and certainly not their, their cell phone account information to be able to exchange in cryptocurrencies. So there is a portion of your target market that are coming to games that are never going to be completely cash free.
Regardless, cryptocurrency businesses are courting sports teams. The Cleveland Cavaliers recently partnered with United Coin. The cryptocurrency company will have signs inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and become the official partner of the basketball franchise's esports affiliate. The Houston Rockets also have a cryptocurrency partnership with the mining firm Antpool. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.